天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。我们现在正在学习的课题是上帝的方法。在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到了以利亚的信心，虽然神的呼召在我们看来是那么的不符合逻辑，但背后却看到他伟大而美好的计划。那今天的节目呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们继续一起来经历以利亚在神信心中所经历的丰盛。好，那现在就让我们预备心，把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you've joined us one more time.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能再次收听我们的节目。
I want to remind you, when I left you the last time, we were talking about how God works on many fronts.
还记得吗？上次节目结束时，我谈到了神在许多方面同时做工。
Saw the first front.
我们已经看了第一方面。
And tonight, I want to talk to you about the second front.
今天我们要来看第二方面。
God was showing Elijah
神要以利亚明白
that he loves Baal worshippers.
神爱那些敬拜巴利的人
even though he detests Baal.
虽然神厌恶巴利。
2 years after Elijah was dealing with a Baal worshipping woman,
以利亚必须先与一个敬拜巴利的妇人相处两年。
Elijah was going to have the greatest showdown between himself and the prophets of Baal.
然后才能与巴利的先知们做出最伟大的抗争。
It is in 1 Kings 18:16.
这记载在列王记上18:16.
Elijah would exterminate nearly 1,000 priests of Baal.
以利亚要击败将近1000个巴利的先知。
But here's what God was saying.
然而在这里神却说
Elijah,
以利亚
I love these people.
我爱这些人。
That is why I want you to live for 2 years with one of their widows.
所以我要你与他们中的一位寡妇相处两年。
When we obey God,
当我们顺服神的时候，
God works on many levels that we cannot even imagine.
神就会在许多方面动工，是超出我们想象的。
And God knows that.
神了解我们。
And that is why God doesn't give us everything.
所以神没有把所有的东西全都赐给我们。
And God was saying to Elijah at this point of his life that his purpose is beyond Israel.
在以利亚人生中的这个阶段，神告诉以利亚，神的计划超越了以色列的范围。
And his purpose is for the whole world.
而他的计划是为全世界预备的。
Remember this.
请记住。
With obedience, there is always a test.
顺服之中必有考验。
And herein lay the test for Elijah.
以利亚的试炼就在这里。
When you are fully obeying the will of God in your life,
当你全然顺服神的旨意时，
one of the greatest temptations you have to fight is what I call the first impression blues.
你需要胜过的最大试探就是先入为主。
We see the first impression blues here in verse 10.
我们可以看到在第十节，以利亚所得到的第一个印象。
Elijah arrived in Zarephath.
以利亚到达撒勒法时。
After traveling 75 miles or so.
他已经长途跋涉了75里路。
He was cotton-mouthed with thirst.
他口干舌燥。
Starving to death.
饥饿乏力。
And the first sign he would see, welcome to Zarephath.
他看见的第一块路牌就是欢迎光临撒勒法。
Population 2.
这里的人口只有两个人。
And because of the drought, they will die tomorrow.
因为旱灾，这两人可能明天就会死了。
I told you it sounded like God is playing a practical joke on Elijah.
我说过，这就像神在和以利亚开玩笑。
Elijah sees a woman collecting some sticks and he asked her for water and food.
以利亚看见一个妇人在拾柴火，就向她要水和食物。
She said, man, you don't understand.
妇人说，难道你还不知道吗？
My son and I have only little meal and little oil.
我儿子和我只剩下一把面和一点油。
I'm going to mix them together, make a fire with these sticks, cook this and eat it, and then...Both of us are going to die.
我现在找点柴，和面，生火，做饼吃，吃完要死就死吧。
As if Elijah says, "No, woman, you don't understand."
似乎以利亚会说，妇人，是你不明白。
You have been worshiping Baal for too long.
你敬拜巴利太久了。
I want to tell you about Jehovah.
我要告诉你关乎耶和华的事。
What Elijah saw first was not necessarily what he expected.
以利亚最先遇到的并不是他所期盼的。
They did not have a big sign that says, Welcome, Elijah.
没有人举牌欢迎以利亚的到来。
We are glad the Lord brought you here.
也没有人说我们很高兴神把你带到这里来。
The Lord already told us that you are coming.
神已经告诉我们你会来这儿。
There was no welcoming committee or a big party.
其实既没有欢迎组，也没有迎新会。
Elijah would really have felt good if this has been the case.
如果有，以利亚一定会开怀不已。
But instead, there was always the first impression blues when you obey God.
然而，当你遵从神的命令时，一开始似乎总是令人泄气的。
Thank God Elijah did not stay in that first impression blues.
感谢神，以利亚并没有被这个先入为主的印象拖累他。
He went beyond those first impression blues.
他跨越了这个消极的印象。
He went beyond that which was impossible.
他超越了看起来不可能成功的事。
And he risked faith in God's word alone.
他单单信靠神的话语。
Please listen to me carefully. I want to tell you something important.
请仔细听我说，我要告诉你一件重要的事。
Until you are willing to risk everything in trusting God's provision.
只有当你愿意不顾一切的信靠神的供应时，
You have not learned to live by faith.
你才知道什么叫做凭信心生活。
If everything in your life is calculated and comfortable and safe,
如果你的生命中凡事顺利，称心如意，
you have not learned what it is to live by faith.
你就不知道什么叫做信心的生活了。
Listen to what Elijah told this Baal worshipping widow.
请听听以利亚是怎样回应这个敬拜巴利的寡妇的。他说，
Before you bake that last cake for you and your son, bake one for me.
先为我做一个小饼，拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼。
What was Elijah saying?
以利亚在说什么呀？
Was he being selfish?
他是不是太自私了？
Was he being self-centered?
他是不是太自我中心了？
No.
不是。
He was saying...
其实他的意思是
Bake God the cake first.
先为神做一个饼。
All for God of heaven first.
一切先为天上的神而做。
Trust in my Jehovah God first.
先来信靠我的耶和华上帝。
My God delivers on his promises.
我的神会按他的信实供应我们。
Probably this widow trusted Baal.
也许这个寡妇信靠过巴利。
She probably called upon Baal.
她也许已经求告过巴利了。
She probably sought Baal with all of her heart.
她也许全心全意地寻求过巴利。
But Baal failed her.
然而巴利没让他如愿以偿。
Baal let her down.
巴利让他彻底失望了。
And now she was ready to believe in the God of heaven and earth.
到这时候，他已经准备好要相信天地的主了。
Those who trust in the gods of Mammon will be disappointed.
那些信靠财神的人最后必然会失望。
Those who trust in materialism will end up in misery.
那些相信物质主义的人至终会陷入痛苦中。
Those who believe the lie that money and prestige and possessions will make them happy will find themselves in an emotional wreck.
那些相信金钱万能的人将会伤心失意。
Only when you trust in the one and only Savior Jesus Christ, He is the only one who can give you joy in your life.
只有当你信靠那唯一的救主耶稣基督时，你才会拥有生命的喜乐。
He is the only one who can give you true joy in life.
他是唯一可以带给你真正喜乐的那一位。
He is the only one who can bring you from death to life.
他是唯一可以救你出死入生的那一位。
He is the only one who can make your life meaningful.
他是唯一可以使你的生命有意义的那一位。
And he is inviting you today.
他今天就在呼唤你。
Let's look back at the woman.
让我们再来看看这妇人。
And see what she was experiencing.
看她遭遇了些什么事儿。
Elijah had already experienced God when he left Gilead.
以利亚离开基列时已经历了神的大能。
Elijah had already experienced God when he left Ahab's palace and went to the Kereth Brook.
以利亚离开亚哈前往基利西时已经历了神的伟大。
Elijah had already experienced God when the ravens were bringing him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat at night.
当乌鸦每早晚给他叼饼和肉来的时候，以利亚已经历了神的奇妙。
Now he's asking a woman whom he did not even know to experience God.
现在他却要求一个素不相识的妇人来经历神。
And he's asking her to risk in faith by trusting in the true God.
而要他去信靠这位真神。
It is one thing for you to risk in faith.
自己不顾一切的信靠神是一回事。
And it is another thing to challenge somebody else to do the same.
但要求另一个人也这么样信靠神，那是另外一回事了。
Do you know why Elijah was able to do that?
你知道为什么以利亚可以这么做吗
？He had come to believe that God was able to work on both ends of the situation.
他相信神能够双管齐下。
Did you hear what I just said?
你听懂我的意思吗
？Let me repeat it.
让我再说一次。
Elijah believed that God was already at work on both ends of the situation.
以利亚相信神能够双管齐下。
He believed that when God told him to leave Kereth and go to Zarephath,
他相信当神要他离开基利西去撒勒法的时候
，God has already begun to work in the heart of a widow in Zarephath.
神已经开始在撒勒法寡妇的心中动工了。
When God told Jacob to send his family to Egypt.
当神要雅各一家去埃及的时候
，It was because God had already been working with Joseph.
神已经在约瑟的心中动工了。
When God told the Ethiopian eunuch to turn to the book of Isaiah,
当神要埃提阿伯的太监翻看以赛亚书时
，It was because Philip the deacon was already prepared to go into the chariot and help him understand.
是因为腓力已经准备好了靠近那车，去为他讲解他所读的经文。
Read about it in Acts chapter 8.
你可以读一读《使徒行传》第八章。
When God told Cornelius that someone is coming,
当神告诉哥尼流有人要来看他的时候
，It was because God had already told Peter to get on his way there.
是因为神已经告诉彼得启程往哥利牛的家去。
Read about it in Acts chapter 10.
你可以读《使徒行传》第十章。
Listen very carefully, please.
请仔细听我说。
The way you risk in faith is to believe that God has already been working on the other end.
全然的信心就意味着你相信神早已在动工。
The Christian faith is not just give me, feed me, entertain me.
基督徒的信心不仅在于向神祈求说，求你赐福给我，喂养我，娱乐我。
God is gathering his sheep in these last days.
神要在末世召集他自己的羊群。
And we need to go beyond shallowness and self-centeredness.
我们必须突破自己的肤浅和自我中心。
I believe that the world wants to see God's people living with absolute faith in their living God.
我相信世上的人想要看看神的子民如何单纯地信靠他们的永生神。
Let me ask you this.
让我来问问你。
What things have you done that your neighbors did not do?
你曾否做过你的邻居没有做过的事？
What have you done for God?
你为神做了些什么呢？
What have you done that the rest of the world is not doing?
你是否担负起这世界上其他人没有担当的任务呢？
Look at verse 15.
让我们来看第十五节。
The widow went away, and she too risked in faith by doing as Elijah had told her.
妇人就照以利亚的话去行，做了一个信心的冒险。
The result of her faith risk was that there was food every day.
而她的信心的结果就换来了每一天的食物。
For Elijah,
不但喂饱以利亚，
the woman,
妇人，
and her son,
还有她的儿子，
and her whole family,
甚至是她的全家。
You notice that in the Bible?
你也许注意到圣经里。
You'll ask where all this family came from.
原来在圣经里并没有提到其他的家人从哪儿来的。
The only conclusion I can come to is this.
我只能得出这样一个结论。
When you are blessed of God,
当神大大赐福给你的时候，
everybody wants to be your cousin.
每个人都想和你沾亲带故的。
How did God do it?
神怎么样成就这事儿的呢？
How did the flour continue to multiply and the oil continue to multiply?
油和面怎么能不断地增加呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
The Bible doesn't tell us.
圣经没有告诉我们。
But the God who said, let there be light, and there was light.
然而那位说，要有光就有光的神。
He can speak to the cruse of oil and say, let there be oil, and there was oil.
他同样可以对着油罐说，要有油就会有油了。
Little plus God equals much.
有限加上神就等于丰富。
It's true there wasn't much variety of food.
虽然食物的种类不多。
Every day was biscuits with oil and oil with biscuits.
每天不是饼和油，就是油和饼。
God did not guarantee to give us everything we desire or want.
神并没有答应会满足我们所有的欲望和要求。
But he did guarantee to give us everything we need.
但他应许赐予我们所需用的。
Paul did not say to the Philippians,
保罗没有对腓立比人说，
My God will supply everything that you want.
我的神会供应你们一切想要的。
No.
没有。
Paul said, My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
保罗说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Read about it in Philippians 4:19.
请读腓立比书四章十九节。
I want to bring this message to conclusion.
我总结今天所讲的。
I want to conclude with a story.
让我讲一个故事做结束。
I pray that God will imprint the message on your heart today.
求神将今天的信息深印在你心中。
There was a little boy who was standing on the sidewalk in the middle of a block.
在那儿有一个小孩站在大街旁。
He was obviously waiting for something.
显然的，他正在等待。
An older man approached him and asked him what is he waiting for.
一位成年人问他在等什么呢？
The little boy confidently told the older man that he was waiting for the bus.
小男孩满怀自信地回答说在等公车呢。
The man laughed at the boy and said to him,
成年人笑着对他说
The bus stop is in the next block.
公车站在下个街口呢。
The boy acknowledged that fact, and then he insisted that the bus will stop right here.
小男孩说他知道，但仍然坚持公车会停在他的面前。
The older man became annoyed at what he thought was insolence.
这成年人有些恼火，认为孩子很无礼。
He raised his voice and told the boy,
他提高了嗓子对男孩说
You had better start walking if you want to catch that bus.
你想搭上公车的话，现在就开步走吧。
But the boy turned down his suggestion and said that he would continue to wait where he was.
但男孩不听他的话，仍站在原地的等。
And the man fumed at the boy and then he walked off.
成年人气冲冲地走开了。
Before the man could get too far,
他没走多远。
He heard the screeching of the brakes and behold, the bus stopped for the young boy.
就听见刹车声，果然有部公车停在男孩面前。
The bus door opened and the youngster started to board the bus.
车门打开，男孩跟着上车了。
Just before he did,
就在上车前，
he turned toward the man down the street and yelled,
他转头向不远处的成年人喊着说
Hey, mister.
Hey, 先生啊。
My dad is the bus driver.
我爸爸是公车司机呢。
Those who have risking faith are precisely those who know that their heavenly daddy comes for them in ways that seem to be impossible for the rest of the world.
凭信心行事的人也是这样，知道天父必然会为他而来，纵使世上其他的人都认为不可能。
Let me ask you this as I conclude.
当我结束时，让我问问你。
Do you have a risking faith?
你敢凭信心行事吗？
Or are you comfortable with your calculators and your logic?
还是你宁可相信你的计算机和你的逻辑思维呢？
Or are you living only in the realm of the possible?
或者你只愿意活在人之常情中？
Has God been telling you to trust Him fully, completely, and you are holding back?
是否神要求你全然信赖他，你却有所保留呢？
Has God been asking you to walk in faith, and you are digging in your heels?
是否神要求你走信心之路，你却犹疑不决呢？
If God is calling you to take a risking faith, I urge you to respond to Him.
若是神呼召你凭信心而活，我鼓励你赶快回应神。
This is the secret of blessing and the secret of power.
这是蒙福得力的秘诀。
If you're a person who doesn't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主，
Your risking faith is to come and to trust Him with your life.
你信心的跨越就是来接受他，并以你的生命信靠他。
Trust Him that He is the Savior of your life.
相信他就是你生命的救主。
There is no other way.
没有别的拯救。
I am the way.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
The truth.
真理。
And the life.
生命。
I pray that you will make that decision today.
我祈求神，你今天就决志接受他。
Until we meet again.
下次节目再会。
I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
是啊，正如麦克牧师所说的，有限加上神就等于丰富。耶稣说， 我来了是要叫你得生命，并且得的更丰盛。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们唯有在基督耶稣里才能够得到真正丰富、喜乐和满足的生命。那亲爱的听众朋友们，若你现在还未认识主耶稣，或者说你还没有经历过他的丰盛，那就在现在这个时刻来到神的面前，求他的荣耀降临，并且对他说，你愿意献上自己来顺服他，并且你是多么的渴慕他丰盛的生命。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
心事